Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Hey again, everybody. Welcome to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Radio Network. I am Mike Sempervivi, back here with you today, and however you're listening to me right now, AM, FM, Satellite, American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, TuneIn, iHeart, iTunes. Doesn't matter. Just want to say thank you for making Observer Live the most listened to daily professional wrestling and mixed martial arts broadcast. I'm back in the big boy chair today, but I am not solo like I have been the last 2 days. No, the boss man, Brian Alvarez, didn't get back early. He's still gallivanting about with his baby in Landstorm throughout the beaches of the West Coast, like Playboy Buddy Rose and one of his cohorts. Well, I guess he wouldn't have had a baby in tow. I would hope that Playboy Buddy Rose wouldn't have had a baby in tow when he went out partying, but no. They're all out having a good time, and some of us are here grinding away and slaving away, and thankfully, my friend Josh Nason, jack of all trades, host Josh Nason's Punch Out over at WrestlingObserver.com, has joined me today, and he's going to be coming on with me in the next segment, and we have a lot to talk about. As a matter of full disclosure, I did not see SmackDown. Didn't have any intention to not see SmackDown. Was going to sit down and watch SmackDown. Still have every plan in the world to watch SmackDown. But the thing was, right before I was getting ready to watch SmackDown, I heard about the Miz's promo on Daniel Bryan on Talking Smack. So I watched Talking Smack. Figured after that, no matter what happened on SmackDown, it wasn't going to top the Miz jawing with Daniel Bryan as Daniel Bryan goes off of set and Miz goes off of his mind. Cut the best promo he's ever cut in his entire life. And I don't know what that means. Maybe Josh can figure out what that means. Josh and I got a lot to talk about, both in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. But we still haven't talked about UFC 202 yet. Big money possibly done. Want to hear from you, too. This is Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Look out in the street there. Know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress? Flowers wilted? Tired of constantly watering? Not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydrotain and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydrotain is an environmentally friendly solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydrotain. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at FocusOnRock.com.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand-name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. That Stroke Africa mashup right there just makes me unbelievably happy. You know what else makes me unbelievably happy? Talking with somebody who's not Brian Alvarez while hosting this show. And yes, I talked to producer Dom in between segments, but he's not on here with me. And yes, I love talking to you, and we hope to do that later. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 is the number. But Josh Nason is a man of many talents over at WrestlingObserver.com, not the least of which is hosting the Josh Nason's Punch-Out podcast, which is available over there. But Josh, it is great to talk with you again. It's great to have you on, and after 2 days of doing the show solo, it's nice to have a friend here to help me along. How are you, man?
Things are great as always, Mike, and what I really love is when we have a ton of news to talk about in both pro wrestling and MMA. And luckily, you know, The Miz, Daniel Bryan, Brock Lesnar, John Jones, all these people have done such a great job for us, giving us plenty of time to fill for the next 60 minutes.
Right, yeah, it's. I don't know if you've heard the show in the last couple of days. I mean, we haven't even been able to scratch the surface on this past weekend yet, and time keeps moving on, and we keep getting these things happening every day. And we had another thing last night that took place after SmackDown on the WWE Network show Talking Smack, and for those who didn't see it, this is a show that is hosted by Renee Young and Daniel Bryan, just kind of as a post-SmackDown wrap-up show to trying to drive some interest in the network behind, with SmackDown now going live on the USA Network. And it seems to be that they are trying to work as many aspects of shoot life into these shows. And they're trying to blur things. And we actually saw that to the nth degree with Brock Lesnar and how Brock Lesnar is treated. We know they like blurring the lines with him, but they seem to want to do this in other aspects of the company. And they seem to do so last night when Daniel Bryan and The Miz had a confrontation when The Miz ran onto the set. And to me, cut a very pro wrestling style of promo, but may have pushed it a little bit too far, or I'm not sure exactly what's gone on here. We're still kind of waiting to see exactly what the fallout is, but let me give you what my take is on it, which is it seemed to be very much a pro wrestling promo. It seemed to be very much planned, but how much of it was scripted didn't seem like any of it was, and it seemed like, in my opinion, what my gut would say is, both knew it was coming, both had some things that they wanted to say, but then had some free rein to maybe push things a little bit further. And I could see in the way that Miz had cut his promo and is as excited as he was that maybe he pushed things a little bit too far. But I think people wondering if the Miz has shot on Daniel Bryan and all that sort of stuff, I think that may be pushing it a little bit, although I could see Daniel Bryan having some real feelings considering the way that his career ended But I could also see, since this is the wrestling business and he loves the wrestling business a lot, that he would let his emotions get exploited if it meant helping things along. I honestly believe that. And I don't think that that makes him a phony or a fake or anything like that. I think he's just going to use his pain to continue on with trying to help wrestling and trying to help his place in it. And that's honestly what I believe. Now, could be wrong about all this stuff, and obviously we're going to get Josh's take here in a minute, but I think anybody that believes that this thing was true blue through and through, and that the Miz ran out there and completely shot on Daniel Bryan, I think you need to watch it again, because the Miz isn't talking about beating people up at the end of that promo. If he was being passionate about it, I think he would be talking about the fact that he doesn't get hurt, and even if he does get hurt, it doesn't matter because he's still up at 5 in the morning doing those PR things, because they beat him to death with that. And if you're talking about the reel of a guy who's been there every day, I don't think he would have forgotten to say that. But, Josh, what say you about this whole quote-unquote, I guess, controversial situation that, if nothing else, for the third day in a row for WWE is drawing people in with, is this thing legit or not?
I absolutely love it. It is tremendous. And the reason I love it was and the people love it. I think that's the other thing, too. We late night, we were talking in our team hangout about, kind of just different stories and things going on. And Joe Currier, who's one of our new writers and excellent editors for the website, was talking about this. And I said, yeah, let's give it a shot. Let's try it. Let's put that up there. And the post itself is the second most read post of the last 2 days, and that's just behind still the Brock Lesnar, Chris Jericho stuff from Monday, which for our site, I mean, wrestling news is obviously big, but it shows you how, with all the other news that's going on, how big this was, how many people wanted to see it. All I saw was the nearly 3-minute clip, and I think what this reminds me of and reminds us of in general, as fans of this and the fans that have come up through the years and what brought us into this is the emotion aspect. And I go back to, you remember when Brock Lesnar was on the Stone Cold podcast and that whole, Paul Heyman was rather, and Stone Cold was actually talking about this potential of a match, right? Remember that whole thing?
They looked to look at each other with a worker gleam in their eye and just they went to town. And said almost nothing, yet people took it for everything.
And it was very similar in that there was just that look of they felt like it was real. And it reminds me of just how many years and years of promos coming up when, WWF and NWA and all these different regional promotions, all this stuff, when that was it. And this is what people have been talking about. When people talk about the scripted promos, this is what people want. Now, granted, if every single promo was like this, it would tend to kind of water it down a little bit. You may not get the full emotion and in that full pull. But when things like this happen, it reminds you of what you love. And two, why can't some of this be on regular TV? The amount of people that saw this as compared to SmackDown, who knows? Now, granted, obviously, the virality of it has simply kind of taken over. I'm sure tons and tons of people have seen it. They're asking, is it work? Is it shoot? My first instinct was Daniel Bryan's coming back. There's no way that they're just going to let your general manager just walk off like that and basically be punked without some sort of retribution. Now, is he going to bring someone in to say, I can't do this anymore, but I know someone who can? Perhaps it's some sort of, this. I think some people talk about like Samoa Joe or something like that. Or I think I may be just kind of dreaming a little bit, but what is this going to lead to? Because you can't have your GM figure be punked out like that no matter what. I don't suppose all of a sudden they have a big, huge push for The Miz. So it's kind of like what happened. They just get wrapped up in the emotion. Whatever it was tremendous stuff, and it still proves that even in 2016, even in the reality era, even in this everything that Vince and Steph and Triple H and everyone have tried to strip away of saying that wrestling is not real and it's a performance, it's still real to us, damn it, you know?
And it is a performance. It's a performance that you need to be drawn in with emotion. I mean, look, this is pro wrestling, boxing, mixed martial arts, and realistically, any sport, tennis, anything where it's one-on-one, unless you are facing each other and you are selling the matchup on a pure athletic thing of contender A facing contender B, what are you selling? You're selling a personal conflict of some kind. Why do I want to see these two people face off doing anything? And you're selling conflict. And that certainly with the Miz and Daniel Bryan, that's what they're selling. Now, here's where I don't know what they're doing, and we have to see what happens. And two, I think a lot of times we want a resolution, or we want to know where things are going. I'm fine with not knowing where this is going. I'm okay with that. You know, Daniel Bryan being punked out, I'm not saying he's punked out yet. I want to see where this goes. Now, if it doesn't go anywhere, we know that maybe things were a little bit amiss, but I know Daniel Bryan is upset over the fact that he cannot wrestle anymore. I understand that this is very emotional for him. I understand that, I guess, he shows some of that emotion on Total Bellas, but we don't know where this is going yet, and we don't know how planned this was and how it wasn't, so we got to see. Again, I think there's a lot of people wondering, how is Daniel Bryan going to get his man back? Let's wait and see what happens here. But yeah, go to a break. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. This is Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Grainger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here, Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Radio Network. I'm Mike Sempervivi in the big boy chair, sort of. We got an equally big hosting chair for the very large and impressive Josh Nason, also of WrestlingObserver.com, who's joining me today on the show. Brian's going to be back tomorrow. Dave Meltzer also on the show tomorrow as well, too, for his typical Thursday night or Thursday spot. Take to the phone calls right now, just momentarily. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Sam in Ohio, what's happening?
Hey, Mike. I'm the guy that called about a week or two ago, and we ended up on that byline about Broadway tickets. I took my wife to see Hamilton.
Yes.
The follow-up, you were asking about the prices for three upper mezzanine tickets, about middle of the section. We paid $1,070.
Oh.
And ironically, we saw we got even better seats for Rotten Tomatoes the next night, the day of the show, or the day before, a total of $140 or something rotten. I'm sorry, something rotten was the name of it. So that really twisted the knife.
Oh, God, over $1,000. So I guess really there's my shot of seeing this when it comes to Washington, which I guess we'll be going after New York, is going to be pretty much non-existent, like, forever. That's the kind of money Josh would spend on Pearl Jam tickets, actually. And she just has spent that money on Pearl Jam tickets, I believe.
Probably twice that amount, Mike. Come on.
That's possibly, but... Good night, man. But I guess, number one, was it worth the money? And I guess number two, what you got going on in the world of pro wrestling?
Well, was it worth the money? My wife and her friend were happy, so it was worth it for me. I mean, I enjoyed Hamilton more than Something Rotten, for what it's worth, although they were different shows.
And you get to brag about seeing Hamilton, which, you know, a lot of people really, honest to God, they can't do.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that first part, Mike.
You get to actually brag about seeing Hamilton, which a lot of people, you know, honestly can't do.
Yeah, I mean, there was a part of me that felt special when, I mean, the line of people trying to get, like, last-minute cancellation tickets was around the building. So, I mean, I'll tell you what, I did get mad for people because directly in front of me, to my right, there was a seat that sat empty for the entire night. And I'm just like, all those people that were waiting in the sun for hours lost out on it. But to get it back to wrestling... I am not like a lot of wrestling fans on the internet that they complain when I felt like I just got cheated and people weren't showing up for the WWE shows I bought tickets for that were advertised and I just wasn't having fun anymore. They went to the bottom of my pecking order as a fan. I've already got all my tickets, including for the fan conclave for Chikara's King of Trios Labor Day weekend. I'm really far behind on season 16, so I've been catching up. Man, I am super excited, and I want you guys' opinion. I've only four shows into season 12. Is there anything that I absolutely must see before I go to King of Trios?
We need Paul in Barbersville to call in and actually answer that one. Because, Josh, I know you're not Mr. Chikara, are you, sir?
No, although I will tell you that one of the best live shows I've ever been to was in Nashua, New Hampshire several years ago on Bryan Danielson's farewell tour, and it was just amazing. So if Chikara comes to your neighborhood, go. It is, like, tremendous, tremendous stuff.
And you know what? I will bow at the altar of Leonard F. Chikarison, and I will have to get a refresher course in what is going on with Chikara before I dare answer and make a fool of myself or of the fine people at Chikara. So I won't even do that. See, I just figured the natural transition of talking about Hamilton and those sorts of things are the fact that all stage plays will now be starred by The Miz, I believe, Josh. I think if we can schedule him in a fight against Conor McGregor, I think we can do at least, and I may be slightly overestimating, we could probably do 26.5 million buys.
Well, only if it's a co-main event for Brock versus Shane McMahon. I mean, everyone wants to see that, right?
Well, I mean, Shane McMahon can't be hurt. If you recall how SummerSlam went off the air, on Sunday night as Randy Orton laid there in a pool of his own blood. The F5, which was enough to kill men at some point, was only enough to knock the wind out of Shane as he gave Brock the evil stink eye as Brock exited the ramp. He couldn't even wait till Brock got off the ramp before he bucked up and rolled over and gave this frustrated constipation face. So really, we may be seeing that Brock Shane matchup, and maybe Shane will crush the beast that he couldn't crush with the Undertaker.
You remember, I brought this up a lot over since Orton was talked about coming back. You remember how hot Orton was a couple of years ago, and then there was the Shane McMahon air punches of doom on the ramp on Raw, and how everything for Orton went downhill from there. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I don't think it all did for Orton, but I certainly remember people saying that, yes.
Oh, my God. I used to love Shane matches back in the day just because they were complete card wrecks and, you know, stuntman-type stuff and all that. And, you know, the falls, made a Steve Blackman match interesting, you know, the Kurt Angle going suplexes of doom, not going through the glass. But I didn't even think of that until you mentioned that with the no selling the F5 and all that. So yeah, it's Shane's world. I mean, he's trained by Phil Nurse and Hoist Gracie, or Enzo Gracie rather. So he's expected to be a tough street fighter.
Kenny,
well,
and Galveston,
this makes me wonder a perfect question for you guys. And again, what I said about the people complaining, but then they still watch. If the WWE is going to let things like that happen, you know, they're going to let the Vince McMahon's kid basically no-sell the finisher of the guy they've spent years and all this money building up as the unbeatable conqueror badass, why aren't fans tuning out?
Sam, I got to be honest, I didn't even know you were still there, man, for real. But I don't – it's – I mean, why are fans tuning out? Is that the question? Fans are tuning out because it's 3 hours long. Fans are tuning out because it's a long, long, painful show. They're tuning out because there's not stars. They're tuning out because they make things unimportant. That's unfortunately why they're tuning out.
Mike, when there's something that is buzzworthy – fans will come out of the woodwork to tell people about it. This past few days has been evidence of that. And that's the thing is that, and it's tough with today's culture, right? Is that it's tough to gauge, you know, you have your YouTube views and you have, you know, GIF views and you have retweets and you have this, and then you have the TV ratings and all this stuff. You know, WWE may just be completely content with what's happening and fine being buzzworthy and talked about and all that.
Well, how do you make
things
something new? I mean, how do you make something? The only thing you can do today to try to make something new or make something feel new is really doing what they're doing, which is blur the line. Now, you can't, obviously, because of PG, you can't take it to a Brock Lesnar degree. But let me tell you something, as a guy that grew up, and there was a lot of racially insensitive stuff, and there's a lot more violent stuff than people believe, you know, back in the 80s and things like that. But we were sold on the raw emotion of things. I mean, that's why we became, many of us, wrestling fans. It was the emotional aspect of it. And you don't need to be vulgar to be able to do that. The Miz promo proved it last night. You just have to be pointed and direct and make people feel what you feel. And if you can do that, it's going to work. And you don't have to be vulgar, over the top, or not PG about it, or show a bunch of blood. You just have to let these guys go out there and find themselves and do it. And you have to give them direction. You got to give them bullet points and all that sort of stuff. But like you're saying, I mean, when this is the stuff that makes people buzz, and it's the only thing you can do, the illusion is gone with wrestling. How do you make it work? How do you make it sell? Reality, you know, there's still going to be conflicts. There's still going to be things that can be said. Daniel Bryan, for real, is not going to like The Miz's wrestling style. How can we make that work for us? The Miz doesn't like being played out, I'm sure, going to work every day, doing what he does, going to do this charity work, waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning and never being asleep and always being on the road. He's got to hate that sometimes, and he's got to push back against the fans and, I'm sure, giving them hell. And he did that last night, and damn, boy, it just shows you how good it can be. You know, when you let it happen. But I know we're getting a little bit close to being pushed up against the break. So Kenny in Galveston, Tennessee, quickly, man, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I kind of agree with you on that promo. That was
That was something, man. I don't want to say it was awesome, but I felt like that's what he needed to kind of get himself even more over than he already is. Not that he already is, but I want to get your thoughts on the tag team titles and the cut-and-paste philosophy they use on the belt.
Josh, what do you think? Because I think they stink.
The new belts?
Yeah, man.
They've had a tough week with championships. Look, if they don't introduce a new Universal title after the backlash on Sunday, yeesh, I don't know. I think sometimes they tend to forget that people care about this stuff, and they care, and they're into cool little Easter egg, not Easter eggs, but little twists and little things like that. Like, they want these belts to look cool, and that's a good thing. I wouldn't be surprised to see them maybe change that belt as a result.
God, I would hope so. We had the guys on with the action figures and talked about how much that means as far as selling points for the dolls or selling points for the company too, for God's sakes. These are your champions. Terrible. Be back though. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. No more Los Angeles.
Shake that body, party. This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at Focus on Rock.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. I'm Mike Sempervivi here with you. Brian Alvarez will be back tomorrow. Until then, joining me today, host Josh Nason's Punch-Out!, the man who can do everything over at the WrestlingObserver.com website, Mr. Josh Nason. And Josh, we've got a couple more people on the line who we're going to be getting to here in a little bit, but it has been driving me nuts ever since Saturday that I haven't had a chance to talk about the UFC, haven't had a chance to talk really about anything as it relates to the news of mixed martial arts, although I did note yesterday the report that you put up on the website on this show about Brock Lesnar looking like he could was staring down the barrel of a USADA violation, which things have changed slightly in that this meat defense that I was slamming my head against the desk on over the fact that Eric Morales had used this but was still suspended, but guys seem to be understanding that they can use this as an excuse and possibly get their suspensions shortened. What is going on right now with Brock Lesnar, John Jones, and USADA and the possibility that 2 years may turn into one and that may turn into even less than that? I mean, is this the news that John Jones was talking about?
Potentially, yeah. It looks like they get some good news from USADA today, being Wednesday, depending on when you're listening to this or when you're hearing this. So, yeah, John Jones and Brock Lesnar, because of the type of substance that they test positive for, which one of them was a hydroxychloroquine. I'm not even going to get into the biochemistry of all this. But basically what happened is because of the chemical or this agent or whatever that they apparently ingested, it is classified by the World Anti-Doping Association, WADA, as a quote-unquote specified substance. And according to that code, means it's susceptible to a quote-unquote credible non-doping explanation. And basically what that means, it's a type of substance that can get in your body inadvertently either through supplements or meat or something like this, which we've heard a lot about in recent years. Some people call BS, but there is some legitimacy to that. I've even heard of water potentially being tainted in some cases and actually legitimately has been tainted with certain substances that have been found in people's bodies. And what this does is specified substance kind of clause or issue that allows governing bodies to then limit suspensions and change things up. So they could be facing at most a 1 year suspension if everything is found to be, if they are to have taken this and then found to be in violation, what have you. Now, usually, again, that's 1 year from where they previously fought. It could be less time because it is both of their first violations. So, I mean, as we've seen in the past, and people can roll their eyes all they want, you know, if there's a way to keep the stars in the universe, they're going to find a way to do it. And it looks like who knows what Brock Lesnar's fighting future is going to be. But with John Jones, it looks like he could be in the octagon sooner than we think. If it is less than a year, obviously it would be, it could be any time, depending on when the hearings are.
For me, it raises the question then of, okay, how much of this meat, number one, where are you getting your food? And number two, how much of it do you have to eat to actually test positive? You don't test, all of these other tests, you're not testing positive. And yet, you know, when it's time to cut, that's when this stuff comes out and there's enough in your system for it to register. I don't know anything about biochemistry or any of that sort of stuff, so I could be completely talking out of my rear end on this. It just seems to be that you would have to have an explanation of how much of this stuff that you've eaten and where you are getting it from, especially when you live in northern Saskatchewan and you could do all this hunting for as much food as you want that's like, you know, I don't think been fed clomiphene up there in the Arctic, but I could be wrong. I don't know. It screams of loophole, which, you know, this is like this is like a different version to me. And Josh, you'll know what I'm talking about this. And I don't know how much everybody else would. But like K1 days of seeing Alistair Overeem fight at 205 pounds. And like you see the guy that got like waylaid by Chuck Liddell and stuff like that. Then you see 265 pound Alistair Overeem. And it's like, come on, man. You know, I can't prove anything, but come on. This is one of those cases am I wrong to look at this as a layman and go, come on, like this, we're going to use this, you know, and the fact that Eric Morales wasn't able to use it and they got him in Nevada on this, isn't there already a precedent set?
It's hard to say with all this stuff because we're dealing with the same industry, combat sports, where Floyd Mayweather was allowed to fight, allowed to move his jail date because he had a big fight coming up and it was going to generate tons of money for Nevada. So the state said, okay, you're going to go to jail after your fight instead. I mean, just think about that on the surface. If you were to back that up and step back from that statement and just listen to that, how they're able to manipulate that. I mean, life is all about superstars and people that other people care to see. And while some people may be outraged at drug culture and things like this and maybe just like, this is an outrage and blah, 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 there's plenty of other people that are like, awesome. That means we get to see him fight sooner, and that's cool with us. And granted, we can debate for hours on whether that's right or wrong. But, you know, if this puts these guys in there again, I just wonder how much people actually really care about steroids and drug culture and all these type of things. And it's you hear arguments on either side. You hear arguments of whether or not steroids have actually, if they do increase in athletes' propensity to actually hurt another athlete, if there's been examples of that, there is some thinking behind that perhaps we may be just jumping the gun on a lot of this stuff. It's a very interesting debate, but at the end of the day, stars, I don't blame the UFC, and I don't blame them all for trying to figure out any way of any loophole to get these guys back in there, especially if it's legal precedent. That's the thing.
Yeah, exactly. Especially when you say the legal precedent, I mean, you don't have to like it, but business is business, and there's somebody that needs to be at the UFC. Even you can say morally whatever you want to say, but business is still a business, especially right now when the IMG is carrying around this much debt after buying the UFC. They need to turn this thing around, and they need their entertainment shows, their big, big ones, to make money, and you need big stars to make big money. And we're going to get into big stars making big money, and the fact that Conor McGregor made me look a little bit foolish when it came to my pay-per-view buys prediction. But let me jump back to the phones right now because we've got a couple people on and want to get to them. Jim in Virginia. Jim, how are you today?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Wonderful.
I was just I was watching SmackDown last night. And, you know, what I want to talk about, let's talk about the Carmella heel turn. What did you think of it?
I heard about it on the show and then saw her attack. And, again, this is the other thing with talking smack, too. It was the place to be last night. The Usos were asked about being booed and being not happy about that and the tag team division and everything. And then Nikki Bella was laid out or was attacked by Carmella backstage right before The Miz came and laid Daniel Bryan out verbally. So they had to do it. Her bringing her up as a face with her inexperience level, as well as the fact that she's got a personality that people don't know. And frankly, I think outside of the New York area, she's probably going to come across as a little bit of a heel, I would assume, especially with that gear coming to Boston. Josh, I know you can probably tell me a little bit more about that, but they got to do something, I guess, although they are loaded up with heel women on that roster now. And my just hope is that Alexa Bliss doesn't get lost in the mix because,
well, you know,
I got a thing for her.
I thought it was done real well. She was out there, you know, she was talking with Renee and going on and on about this, and then it comes, she just blindsides her. I thought it was well done myself.
Josh, do you have a chance to see it?
I didn't. I heard a lot about it, but I don't love the fact that there's two split women's rosters, and I think I share that sentiment with a lot of people. The fact that on Raw, Bayley is already getting a title shot this soon, as Dave and Brian talked about on Monday. It's just everyone kind of knows it's too soon, but because of the roster depth, they don't really have another choice. But really, they actually do have a choice. Just combine that part of the roster, put the cruiserweights on one, the women on one, or the tag teams on one, and the women on one, and away you go. Just find a way to figure it out. I don't understand. They can do whatever they want. I'm not sure why they have to paint themselves in such booking corners.
One last quick question. It's about Heath Slater. Now, he came out when they were showing the belts and all this, that, and the other, and saying, you know, he's a free agent, blah, blah, blah. And Daniel Bryan tells him that he has to get a tag team partner and win the whole thing, or, you know, he doesn't get on SmackDown, okay? Well, everybody, they even do a really cool segment with Arn Anderson where he tells Arn Anderson that he wasn't his first choice and he kind of walks off on him. Yeah. And then it turns right back around and here comes Rhino and he puts his hand on his shoulders and he said, said he was a tag team champion wrestler, and he said he has wrestled to make money to buy an above ground swimming pool, and now they're supposed to be buds in a tag team. Now, hopefully we're not going to see them go all the way through and win the tag team belts, are we?
I don't think so. I think based on the fact that people are kind of into chanting about Slater right now, I think WWE just wants to do something with him, but not too much with him. I think this is just something that'll take up a little bit of time on TV. It'll put him out there, and this thing will die off soon enough. But I see no reason why America Alpha come Backlash won't be your new SmackDown Tag Team Champions. And unless for some reason they are able to maybe turn the Usos enough, get them hot enough, have a nice heel run maybe throughout the end of the year and have Alpha win in a big spot and a big show later this year. But, I think the favorites are American Alpha, but now saying that, perhaps there's a little bit of a swerve coming to get them even more hotter for a nice babyface chase the rest of the year.
Hey, Jim, well, thank you very much for the call. I want to take you to John in Arkansas real quick before we go to the break. John, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. I just kind of was thinking about this whole recent trend of these work shoot thing. I think I really like the whole idea of it because it breaks from the norm of convention of what WWE's been doing. I think they got to do more of this kind of stuff. And my only gripe with some of the things in the past week was the whole Shane McMahon, you know, no selling the F5 thing. I think there needs to be a de-emphasis on McMahon, not to the point of where they can't be shown as strong leadership, but to where they completely emasculate the talent and ruin the effectiveness of the talent within the program.
Absolutely agree. And John, I want to thank you very much for the call and holding on that whole time there. Josh, I agree with that 100%. I agree with you, too, about the belts. You know, the tag team belts, the women's belt, it's like addition by subtraction. If you would just allow to have a traveling champion, to go back and forth for the TVs, to me, that would make complete sense. And, you know, the same thing, too, with Stephanie and now with Shane, although they haven't done it as much with Shane, but definitely with Stephanie of just like you were waiting on Finn to have, you know, his manhood handed to him by Stephanie on a silver platter. It's one of those things, unfortunately, that, I mean, I don't know about you, but for me, it's just like, I hate to say it, but it was in the back of my mind waiting for it to happen.
Yeah, when I was watching TakeOver the other day, I'm amazed by how much Triple H has to be in those opens every single time. Like, I think it's almost like their DNA that they have to be part of it. Like, you know, the Ewings on Dallas or something like that. Like, and I just worry because they all have kids. I just worry that my young daughter at some point, my unborn daughter, will somehow watch a TV show where, you know,
getting yelled at by Aurora Rose.
Yeah. Shane and Stephanie's kids are out there. The same angle we'll see this, and time will just loop all over again. I fear for the future, Mike, of too many McMahons.
Stephanie's got all the money. I'm not even going to tie that into the song that's playing in the background right now. Just going to take it to break. Mike Severini, Josh Nason, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Mike Sempervivi here with you in the big boy chair, filling in for Brian Alvarez today, and filling in for me in the co-hosting chair, Josh Nason of Josh Nason's Punch Out over at WrestlingObserver.com. And Josh, yeah, not only tell us about that, but let me get your 2 cents in on the fact that I didn't think the fight was going to do 1.15 million buys, and it looks like it has done that and more. UFC 202, Conor McGregor, Nate Diaz, looks like it may claim two of the top three buy rates in UFC history.
Well, real quick, you can find me on Twitter, Josh Nason, J-O-S-H-N-A-S-O-N. You can hear me nearly every week on WrestlingObserver.com, Josh Nason's Punch Out. This week, Sean Alshadi of MMAFighting.com returns to the show. We'll talk all about UFC 202, this weekend show on Fox, and also the MMA news of the week. And obviously follow us on Twitter, you know, WONF4W, and keep checking on us with news for pro wrestling and all that stuff. Wrestling Observer newsletter comes out later tonight, so be on the lookout for that. And very quickly, yeah, UFC 202 buy rate, that pretty much ensures that I think we're going to see that third fight a lot sooner than we thought, and I would not be surprised if perhaps Mr. McGregor is persuaded to drop the 145-pound title, and maybe we'll see the trilogy fight in potentially the biggest show that they've had in some time, maybe of all time if they can promote it right, when UFC goes to Madison Square Garden in November. And I'm looking forward to that, hopefully at 155 pounds, because I'm done seeing Conor at 170.
Yeah, me too. 155 pounds is the way to go, unless you do a catchweight fight between 155 and 170 with him and Donald Cerrone, which I would love to see too. Oh, by the way, Flow Combat's Dwayne Finley reporting also up on the website right now, WrestlingObserver.com. Rory McDonald out of the UFC and with Bellator. So going to get into all of this stuff and more of it tomorrow with Brian being back, Dave Meltzer going to be on. Josh Nason holding it down at WrestlingObserver.com. Producer Dom, thanks for holding it down in the studio today. And thank all of you for listening. I am Mike Sempervivi. And for everybody here, thanks for listening. This is Wrestling Observer Live at Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.